奉主耶稣圣名在这里跟大家来查考认识圣灵这个题目。
Lord Jesus, I'm here to share with everyone about Holy Spirit.
The understanding
of Holy Spirit.
那这是我们在这次的G1 的学生灵会里面所安排的一个课程，要能够认识神，认识教会，认识真理，以及认识圣灵。
And this is one of the topic that is in this student spiritual convocation, which is to understand the truth, the church, and the Holy Spirit.
昨天晚上已经陈传道跟学员查过认识真理。
And Pastor Chan yesterday had shared with everyone about understanding of the truth.
今天晚上是来谈认识圣灵。
And tonight we'd like to share the topic, understanding the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵对我们真主教会的信徒来说，从小听到大，我们都很熟悉的。
And Holy Spirit is a very familiar topic to all the TJC members.
我们知道圣灵就是神的灵。
We know that Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
那这不只是灵本身，神本来就是灵，所以呢，这个圣灵就是神。他借着他这个全能的，他全能的这个工作，能够在地上持续下去。其实从古到现在，神的灵一直都在工作。
And the Holy Spirit is to testify that God's almighty power that is manifested in this earth.
所以在圣经里面有对圣灵有很多不同的描述，它的名称上有很多样的。
And therefore, in the Bible, there are many different words that describe the Holy Spirit.
在哥林多前书第二章里面有提到一个名词叫神的灵。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it used the word God's Spirit.
The Spirit of God.
The Spirit of God.
然后在腓立比书第一章里面提到主耶稣的灵。
In Philippians chapter 1, it used the Spirit of Lord Jesus.
哥林多后书里面提到一个永生神的灵
，and Second Corinthians use the spirit of eternal God，
啊 ，the living God 哈
，of living God，
然后主耶稣他说主的灵啊，所以是主耶稣的灵
，and
主就是那个灵啊
，and Lord is the Spirit，
然后在彼得前书有一个名词叫做荣耀的灵
，in First Peter it has this words, the Spirit of Glory.
然后在那个希伯来书第九章那里啊，那里有一个名词叫做永远的灵。
And in Hebrew, it has this word, the eternal spirit.
所以神的灵在圣灵在这个圣经里面有不同的名称。
And there are many different names that refer Holy Spirit in the Bible.
那主耶稣他自己在传福音的时候呢，他曾经对这个圣灵他提过，他说这个圣灵主耶稣给他一个名称，特殊的名称是这个是主耶稣特地自己用的。
And when Lord Jesus was preaching the gospel in this earth, he used this special name for the Holy Spirit.
那就是在约翰福音第十四章里面主耶稣所说的那个保惠师。
And which is being used in John chapter 14, which is the helper.
哦，那个这个保惠师呢，在我们中文圣经里面呢，这个保惠师就是又说训诲师，就是要保护我们，要安慰我们的，是一个很重要的帮助者。
And this spirit, this Holy Spirit, which refers to the helper, is to help us and also comfort us in our life.
所以我们现在看。约翰福音十四章的十六节。
Let's turn to Book of John, chapter 14, verse 16.
约翰福音十四章的十六节啊。
John chapter 14, verse 16.
这里主耶稣说：“我要求父，父就另外赐给你一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。”
And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Counselor to be with you forever.
那这就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的。
The Spirit of Truth, the world cannot the world cannot accept him.
好，所以他这里主耶稣说的这个保惠师，就或作训诲师，就是真理的圣灵。
And therefore, Lord Jesus said here that the Holy Spirit is a helper or the counselor.
然后我们现在看十四章的二十六节。
Let's now turn to verse 26.
26节说，但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
But the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you.
在 NKJV 的翻译英文圣经里面都是 helper， 他都已经把它统一成为 help， 帮助者。
In NKJV version, the counselor is translated into the helper.
那现在，所以这里主耶稣他用的名词都是一样，都是这个保惠师。再看十五章的第二十六节。
Let's read chapter 15, verse 16.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
十五章二十六节是，但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来的真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证。
When the counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me.
哦，所以这里他说差保惠师来，也就是真理的圣灵，他是要为耶稣做见证的。
Therefore, this verse describes that the Holy Spirit will come and testify for the Lord Jesus.
看十六章的第七节。
Let's read chapter 16, verse 7.
十六章第七节说：“然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是以你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来；我若去，就差他来。”
But I tell you the truth.It is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send them to you.
好，第八节他说他来了，他就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
And when he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regards to sin and righteousness and judgment.
主耶稣在十六章的时候特别提到这个圣灵来的工作是有哪些的。
Lord Jesus in here it describes.When Holy Spirit comes, what kind of work it will carry?
那所以这四个地方，主耶稣所讲的圣灵的名称都是帮助者，都是保惠师。
These four places they all emphasize that the Holy Spirit is the helper.
然后都接着提到真理的圣灵。
And also talks about the Spirit of the truth.
哦，所以你看那个刚才十四章的十七节，十五章的二十六节。然后现在看十六章的十三节都是一样，真理的圣灵。
So, from the verses that we read in chapter 14, 15, and 16, it all describe the spirit of the truth.
看第十三节，十六章十三节。
Let's read verse 16, chapter 16, verse 13.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
But when he, the spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth.
好，所以这个圣灵。一直强调是真理的圣灵，而且是帮助者。
And this spirit, which is the spirit of the truth, and he is also the helper.
那这个应许，这个主耶稣是一个应许给信他的人。
This promise is given to all those who believe.
因为主耶稣一开始在十四章说，这个世人不认识、不能接受的，但是你们认识，你们也可以接受。
In the beginning of chapter 14.He said, many people doesn't understand this, but you understand.
哦，但是他要常常与你们同在，就是圣灵要与门徒同在。
And he will abide with you always.
那所以现在神的灵，我们现在知道神的灵了。那圣经里面我们都知道，特别强调说神就是圣洁的神。
And the Bible emphasized that God is the holy God.
所以呢，那个神的灵当然是。圣洁的灵。
And therefore, the Spirit of God is also holy.
你看那个罗马书第一章的第四节啊，保罗在讲到这个神灵的时候，他是讲说这个圣善的灵啊。
And in Romans chapter 1 verse 4, it says that the Spirit of holiness.
所以特别提到说，按着圣善的灵说，主耶稣基督他是神的儿子。
And who through the Spirit of Holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God by the resurrection.
因为他是从死里复活的，是神以大能来证明他是不能够被死，即使他不会死的， 他一定要活起来的。
That he will resurrect once again from the dead.
然后保罗后来在以弗所书的地方特别提到这个神的灵、哦、就是智慧和启示的灵，这是我们学员在背圣句的时候，以弗所书一章十七节里面我们所背的，昨天的圣句。
And in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17, which is most students they have memorized this, which is the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
所以神的灵是要给我们智慧，是要给我们启示。
So the Spirit of God will give us wisdom and revelation.
那主耶稣他在传福音的时候、啊、他就已经给门徒这个应许，这个圣灵的应许的时候，主耶稣强调一个概念，就是他叫这个活水，他所示的生命的活水。
When Lord Jesus promised the given Holy Spirit, He also emphasized the living water.
所以在罗马在约翰福音第四章。我想我们学员今天读圣经的时候有读到的，主耶稣跟撒玛利亚妇人在谈道理的时候提到说，你如果知道，你如果认识我的话，你就早会向我求那个活水了，我就早给你了。
In John chapter 4 which talks about the Samaritan woman and Lord Jesus, and he said that if you knew what water you would seek, you would have seek the living water.
那主耶稣说，我要赐给你的水、啊、会在你的腹中成为泉源。
The water that I will give you is the water that will flow within inside you.
你这个水在你的腹中成为泉源，你不用到这么老远的地方来提水了，来打水。
And you will not need to come far away to get the water.
喝了我所示的水永远不会渴。
Once you drink the water that I am giving to you, you will no longer be thirsty.
但是你如果喝这个井里的水，一定会在口渴，你还要常常来打水。
But if you drink the water from the well, you will thirst again.
然后到了约翰福音第七章节期的时候，节期的末日，主耶稣站着大声宣告说：“他说，凡口渴的、哦、可以到他这里来。”
And chapter 7, Lord Jesus said, "Whoever is thirsty, you can come to me."
38节就说，信我的人就如经上所说的，他从腹中要流出活水的江河来。
And in verse 38, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, a stream of living water will flow from within him.
所以主耶稣他用这个活水泉源、哦、来描述圣灵的工作。
And Lord Jesus used the stream of living water to describeThe work of God.
那当然，主耶稣后来他被钉十字架之后，他从死里复活以后，他曾经跟门徒显现。
And after Lord Jesus was crucified and resurrected, he appeared to his disciples.
从死里复活之后，他向门徒显现的时候，向门徒吹了一口气，说：“你们受圣灵。”
And he blew one breath to his disciples and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
那是在约翰福音第二十章第二十一节开始的
，which is recorded in John chapter 20 verse 21。
他说：“我父怎样差遣我，我怎样差遣你们。”主耶稣又借着这个向他们吹气啊，来告诉他们、预告他们圣灵会临到你们，然后呢，你们要出去执行这个救恩的工作。
He breathed to his disciples and said, "As the Father sent me, I am sending you, which will give them the strength to go on and preach the gospel."
然后二十二节就二十三节就说了，他说：“你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就会赦免的；留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。”
And verse 23, "If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven."
这是主耶稣给他们受圣灵的再一次的应许。而且给他们实际上的工作，是圣灵所要执行的工作。
This is the promise and the work of Holy Spirit that Lord Jesus has entrusted to his disciples.
所以借着执行洗礼，有圣灵的差遣跟做见证呢，他们现在可以执行赦罪又留罪的这个救恩的工作了。
Therefore, through the Holy Spirit, when they baptize people, then they have the authority to forgive sins.
然后到了主耶稣要，因为主耶稣升天，他复活之后向门徒显现四十天嘛。
And after Jesus resurrected, He appeared to his disciples for 40 days.
在升天之前，在《使徒行传》第一章的第五节，特别再强调一次。
And in Book of Acts, it emphasized one more time.
那现在主耶稣在这里所讲的，就更深入、更进一层了。
And so, what is recorded in here is another a deeper level of understanding.
我们看第一章的第五节。
Let's read chapter 1 verse 5.
使徒行传一章五节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 5.
约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
这里是说要受圣灵的洗，就好像你洗礼的时候是全身浸在水里面一样。
In here it describes baptized with the Holy Spirit, which is the same as we emerge completely inside the water.
那现在受圣灵洗就要完全浸在圣灵里面。
When we are baptized, we need to emerge completely inside the Holy Spirit.
那这个也是就是这个施洗约翰他在传福音的时候他的见证，他对耶稣的见证就是在我后面来那个比我大，我是用水给你们施洗，但是他要用圣灵跟火给你们施洗。
This is the testimony from Baptist John, meaning that whoever that comes after him will be greater, and whoever comes after him will use the Holy Spirit and fire to baptize people.
是主耶稣而已，不是所有人，只有是在施洗约翰之后传福音，这个耶稣基督要用圣灵给他的门徒施洗。
And only the Lord Jesus is the one that will baptize people with Holy Spirit.
然后这个圣灵的洗之后呢，要得到权柄，得到能力。
After baptizing, then he will receive the authority of the power from above.
所以使徒行传一章八节我们都很熟悉的，圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，就开始做见证。
And in verse 8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness.
所以现在圣灵是耶稣的应许，圣灵有他的工作，圣灵也有他要执行的，这个神特别给他权柄。
And Holy Spirit has its own work. He has the power, and he has to carry on tasks.
所以主耶稣给他的门徒这个应许啊，他真的实现了，因为后来五旬节的时候，门徒就真的领受了。
So this promise given by Lord Jesus is indeed fulfilled because the disciples later on received Holy Spirit.
那圣灵一来到之后，主耶稣所讲的这个他当初给门徒的应许就一定要实现呢。
When Holy Spirit came, the promise given by Lord Jesus must be fulfilled.
那主耶稣给的应许有关于真理的圣灵的部分，他在我们刚刚所读的约翰福音十六章十三节特别提到。
And from Book of John, we talk about the promise of the Holy Spirit.
十六章十三节再读一次，主耶稣说：“只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们或引导你们，明白或是进入一切的真理。”
Chapter 16, verse 13. But when He, the Spirit of Truth, come, and He will guide you into all truth.
那圣灵要怎么样引导我们明白真理，进入真理里面
？So how does the Holy Spirit guide us into all truth?
现在圣灵他要给能力，然后他要让我们明白真理，因为他说主耶稣说圣灵就是真理的圣灵。
Since Lord Jesus said, "The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth," how do the Holy Spirit give out its power?
我们昨天晚上的聚会，陈传道也有跟学员分享过，什么我们要认识真理？什么是真理？圣经里面真理是什么
？Pastor Chen yesterday shared with everyone what is the truth.
我们学员不知道还有没有记得
？I wonder if the students can still remember.
昨天晚上所分享的。认识真理，什么？那个传道所说的真理是什么
？And understanding the truth, what is truth mean?
如果有做笔记的，如果可以翻，大概就看得到了。
If you can flip to your notes, you can see.
第一个，他说，传道昨天是分享，是说所有人都罪人嘛，对不对 ？All sinners, right?
The first one is we are all sinners.
所以世界上没有一个人是义人。
So there is no righteous person in this.
圣经把所有人都圈在罪里面了。
The Bible has make all mankind a sinner.
因为借着圣经，我们了解这个罪怎么来的。
Through the Bible, we can understand how sin come into this world.
我们了解这个人的这个原罪，从亚当夏娃开始犯罪之后，所有人类都在罪里面。
Through the original sin from Adam and Eve, we are all sinners.
所以多罪人没有一个义人。
So there is no righteous person.
第二个，都会活。如果在耶稣基督里面，借着耶稣的救恩，全部都可以活。
The second, through Lord Jesus, everyone can live.
所以 all live, 所以都可以变成活着的了。
And we can all be alive, through Lord Jesus.
就是看要不要接受耶稣的救恩。
It is whether we are able to receive the salvation from Lord Jesus.
然后第三个就是所有人 all race 都会活过来，都要再活起来，都要起来。
And the third one is all will race once again.
就是在末日的时候，所有人，所有曾经活过的，被神所造的所有人都要复活。
At the end time, all will be a raised up.
就是不管你是得救还不得救，全部人都要复活。
Regardless whether you are saved or not, all will raise up.
然后复活之后要站在审判台前，所有全部所有人都要被审判。
After we are all raised up, we will be judged.
在神面前，每一个人要按你所在活着的日子所做的每一件事情，在神面前算账。
In front of God, we will be judged according to all our deeds.
然后所有人都要在神面前跪拜。
And all will need to kneel down and worship the Lord.
所有，因为在这个至高的神台前，所有人都要屈膝。
In front of this Almighty God, everyone needs to kneel down.
这是昨天在上课的时候传道所分享的有关于这个真理的部分。
This is the truth that was shared by Pastor Chen.
那什么是我们从圣经里面看？其实圣经有定义过什么是真理吗？
Does the Bible have any definition about the truth?
耶稣就是真理。
Lord Jesus is the truth.
圣灵就是真理。
Holy Spirit is the truth.
真理也在耶稣基督里面，在主耶稣的话里。
Truth is also within Lord Jesus and in His words.
从主耶稣嘴巴讲出来的，所以从主耶稣所说的话就是灵，就是生命，就是真理。
From the speech that are from the mouth of Lord Jesus, they are a truth.
那我们对于这个真理的部分，要最后要把它定义到真理在哪里？真理在圣经里面的。
So where is the truth? Truth.Is within the Bible.
主耶稣基督所有的一切，现在记录在圣经里面，让我们明白。
Everything that is about Lord Jesus is recorded in the Bible for us to understand.
他要让人明白有关救恩的真理，都已经显明在圣经里了。
And he wants to reveal the truth to us, which is all written in this Bible.
所以在犹大书里面，圣经这样说。
In Jude, it described.
我们看犹大书第三节。
Let's read Jude verse 3.
犹大书第三节。
Jude verse 3.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们，论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道，竭力地争辩。
Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I feel I had to write.And urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints.
神已经把这个真道得救的要道全部都交给圣徒，也就是说，当主耶稣来的时候，借着他的信息，借着圣灵，借着使徒的工作，把这个真理全部已经交给我们，很完整了。
Through Lord Jesus' speech and the
圣灵的工作
，and the work of the Holy Spirit，
然后借着使徒所传达的这个救恩得救的要道
，and the message given by all the saints，
这个所有的有关得救的部分，现在都已经被记录下来，不会再有新的东西了。
And whatever that is needed for the salvation is all written in the Bible。
所以我们现在聚会，不管什么时候，我们都在看圣经。
So when we have service, we all look at the Bible.
基本上我们把圣经里面所有的这个信息都把它当很严肃在看待它。
And we take this matter seriously when we read the Bible.
不管是旧约的、新约的、 甚至是真言里面的一些很重要的智慧的结晶，都认为是非常重要，一样要看重。
Whether it's the New Testament or the Old Testament, we all count them very precious and serious.
我们知道旧约是影子，新约是救恩实际的，主耶稣基督要彰显的救恩的实体。
And Old Testament is a shadow of the New Testament. It's to reveal the true body of Christ.
所以当我们在谈圣经的时候，基本上我们讲到救恩的道理呢，有 三大部分。
When we talk about the message of the salvation, we share with everyone for three topics.
第一个就是主耶稣基督的话，所以耶稣基督所说的，在四福音里面所记载的，就是我们要很熟悉的。
The first one is the words spoken by Lord Jesus, which is recorded in the four Gospels.
那接下来就是主耶稣的使徒，他们因着圣灵的感动所得到启示，明白了真理。这个使徒对主耶稣所讲的话，进一步的更深入的解释。
And second is from the message from the disciples that are being touched by the words of God, and they further explain and enhance the message of God.
因为有些道理主耶稣是讲了，但是要怎么执行，是后来借着圣灵启示让这些门徒明白之后，他们所阐明出来的道理。
And many of the message are spoken by Lord, and later on are manifested to by the disciples to let people to understand.
所以你看，我们要圣灵要带我们进入一切真理，就是圣灵要帮助我们去想起来主耶稣所讲的话到底在讲什么。
So Holy Spirit is to help us to understand what exactly is Lord Jesus talking about.
我们看约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to Book of John.
圣灵要引导我们进入或明白一切真理是有层次性的，他要让我们一步一步的进入。
And the message of God has different levels. It's for us to slowly go deeper.
我们看第二十六节。
Chapter 13, verse 26.
他说：“这个真理的圣灵哦，我要差来这个圣灵，他要将一切的事情指教你们。”十四章二十六节，并叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
Chapter 14, verse 26.
我这个圣灵，真理的圣灵，要叫你们想起我对你们所说的话。
And the truth of the Holy Spirit will remind you of everything I have said to you.
所以你看那个圣灵的引导，当使徒领受圣灵之后，他们很多时候就想起，哦，原来主耶稣所讲的这个话就是这个意思。
When disciples or apostles, when they receive the Holy Spirit, then they are reminded that these are the words spoken by the Lord.
那也就是主耶稣说的，圣灵来为我做见证，他现在讲的话，主耶稣所讲的话，当时候使徒不明白，圣灵来了之后，他们就明白了。
And Holy Spirit will testify for Lord Jesus, and when He comes, then all the apostles will understand.
那在这个救恩的道理真理里面，除了主耶稣所讲之后，很重要一部分是使徒他们的教训，使徒因着圣灵的感动所明白的道理，留在这些书信里面，让我们来学习。
And the message from the apostles is for us to learn.
所以十六章哈，十六章十二节。约翰福音十六章十二节
，John chapter 16 verse 12。
十二章十六章十二节说：“我还有好些事情要告诉你们，但是你们现在担当不了啊。
”Chapter 12 verse
十六章十二节
，Chapter 16 verse 12。
好些事告诉你，但是你现在讲那么多没有用。
I have much more to say to you more than you can now bear。
现在就等着圣灵来了，他就会引导你们进入，你们就明白了。
And when the Holy Spirit comes, He will guide you into all truth.
那所以接下去，当主耶稣升天以后，离开这个世上，升到天以后，这个使徒的工作就很重要了。
And when Lord Jesus ascends to heaven, the work of the disciples or the apostles are very important.
那要借着圣灵的带领
，through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣其实已经给使徒一个授权，就是一个权柄在那里。
So Lord Jesus gave authority to his apostles.
那个权柄是对人来说，主耶稣已经事先讲好，他说如果接待你们的，接待使徒的，就接待耶稣了。
This authority is whoever receives these apostles receive Lord Jesus.
耶主耶稣在路加福音第十章十六节这样告诉他的门徒。
In Luke chapter 10 verse 16, he told his disciples.
看路加福音十章的十六节。
Luke chapter 10 verse 16.
十章十六节，又对门徒说，听从你们的就是听从我，弃绝你们的就是弃绝我，那弃绝我的呢，就是弃绝那差我来的。
He who listens to you, listen to me. He who rejects you, reject me. But he who rejects me, reject him who sent me.
好，所以呢，因着主耶稣的那个授权对人本身，他就让使徒他们继续耶稣的权柄，这个叫做使徒，主耶稣指定的。
So apostles are assigned by the Lord Jesus to give them the authority.
然后主耶稣要说要赐给他们圣灵，他说圣灵要差遣你们，圣灵差遣你们之后，你们可以出去执行赦罪跟流罪的权柄，可以施洗。那信了受洗的当然就得救，不信了罪就已经定了。这个就是圣灵本身有那个权柄去执行工作。
And Holy Spirit will send you out to baptize people, and whoever believes will be saved by the living water.
就是使徒他们有圣灵之后，他们执行的洗礼啊，就有功效。
And so the work carried on by the apostles by baptizing people will have effects
with Holy Spirit.
With the Holy Spirit.
因为这是圣灵，一定要圣灵做见证，不然就没有用。
Because this Holy Spirit is to testify for the Lord Jesus.
所以你看主耶稣他对门徒所交代的就是。你要等圣灵来了，你就明白嘛。
So he told disciples that to wait for the Holy Spirit, then they will understand.
那现在有人，当时候在主耶稣传福音的时候，小弟在聚会的时候跟大家分享过，有人他们就觉得说，欸，信耶稣之外还要行割礼，还要守律法。
And I have shared with everyone that besides some people they understand that besides from believing in Lord Jesus, they also need to be circumcised.
主耶稣在传福音的时候，他只是说，他说律法的一点一画都不能废去。
And Lord Jesus said that all the words from the law cannot be removed.
都要被成全了。
Everything will be fulfilled.
那是他一开始传福音的，在马太福音第五章，他就已经这样子讲过。
He said that in a book of Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音的第主耶稣所讲的那个律法一点一画都不能够废去的。
And he spoke of all the
第五章的第十八节
，which is recorded in
十七节十八节
，chapter five verse 17 and 18。
主耶稣说他来了不是要废律法，是要成全。
And do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets.
律法的一点一画都不能废去，都要成全啊！一直到天地都要废去。他说他所讲的神的律法一点都不能废去。
Not any stroke or pen that will disappear from the law.
那所以你现在看，主耶稣只是说这个律法要成全。
And Lord Jesus talked about that everything will be accomplished.
有关于现在接受耶稣的救恩的洗礼，以及这个守律法的事情，主耶稣他并没有进一步的很详细的说明说，哎，你到底要不要守还是不要守？有关律法的事情，主耶稣他并没有很清楚的说，你们以后不用再守律法了。
And through regarding to the law, he did not specify that you do not need to obey the law anymore.
主耶稣说律法都要成全。
He only said that.Everything needs to be accomplished.
他是告诉门徒说，你们出去传福音给万民听，信而受洗的就得救。
He told his disciples and that to preach, whoever believe and baptize in the name of the Lord will be saved.
圣灵怎么引导使徒去明白主耶稣所讲的这些话呢？
How does the Holy Spirit lead the disciples to understand this?
当有一些人哦，他们不相信主耶稣救恩的时候，他们就说：“你现在信耶稣之外，还要行割礼吗？”
When some people do not completely understand or believe in God in Jesus, then they will say to others that you also need to be circumcised.
然后使徒他们就特别是保罗，他从神来的启示啊，他就说这个不行，不必要。
And especially for Paul the apostle, he received the revelation from Lord Jesus. He said that this is not right.
他们就明白了这个旧约时代的割礼是什么意思了。
Then they understand that what does it mean to be circumcised in the old time.
这个有关于割礼的部分，主耶稣并没有说明，在主耶稣传福音的时候，他并没有讲。
And Lord Jesus did not talk about the circumcision when he was preaching the gospel.
但是我们现在来看一下使徒他们的了解。
Let us read about the understanding of the apostles in regards to the circumcision.
我们现在来看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
我们看第二章。
Chapter 2.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
哥罗西书第二章十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 11.
这里是圣灵引导使徒进入真理的时候，他们对真理的明白的进一步的说明。
This is the Holy Spirit guiding the disciples to further understand the truth.
第十一节说：“你们在他里面已经受了，不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。”
In him you were also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature.Not with the circumcision done by the hands of men, but with the circumcision done by Christ.
第十二节就说：“你们既然受洗，与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，都因为信那叫他从死里复活神的功用。”
Having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead.
这里就要提到，你看保罗他是因着圣灵的启示，他说明白，其实现在割礼，肉体的割礼。其实就是预表着主耶稣时代里面救恩的洗礼，跟主耶稣一同受洗，一同死，同活，除去肉体的情欲，这个真正的赦罪的洗礼啊。
The circumcision done by the hands of men is a prefiguration that in the New Testament the circumcision will be done by the baptism and buried with Lord Jesus and raise up again through our faith.
所以那个你看洗礼的时候，我们就在神面前被称为义人，我们的罪都被赦免了。
And therefore, after we come up from the baptism, all our sins are removed.
我们的情欲就脱离了。
Our sinful nature have been departed from.
然后我们就披戴基督，成为神的儿女。
And we are clothed with.Lord Jesus and become His children.
所以洗礼，他说这个就是你属基督、属神的人的一个身上的记号。你洗过礼的人就属神，就好像旧约时代你受过割礼的，就是属亚伯拉罕的后裔一样。
Therefore, through baptism, you have been marked as part of Lord Jesus, which is the same thing as in the Old Testament when they are circumcised.
那这个就是圣灵引导我们明白真理，他让我们可以对主耶稣所讲的救恩更进一步了解，他讲的那个意思怎么去做，那个实际上执行的部分就越来越明白了。
So through Holy Spirit, we can further understand that the work of God is done in this way.
那在这个圣经里面有关于真理的部分，还有一个第三个部分就是旧约圣经。
And also.About the Old Testament.
我们今天在教会里面，我们并没有忽略旧约圣经的重要性。
And in our church, we do not neglect the teachings from the Old Testament.
因为旧约圣经主耶稣自己这样说的。
And Lord Jesus has mentioned this himself.
看约翰福音五章三十九节。
Let's turn to John.
第五章三十九节。
Chapter 5, verse 39.
你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。
You diligently study the scripture because you think that by them you possess eternal life.
这里中文圣经说的，你们查考圣经，这个就是 这个 scripture 就是指的旧约圣经。
And this, the scriptures is referring to the Old Testament.
他们查考旧约圣经也是以为内中有永生，这个旧约里面有永生，有救恩存在的。
They study the Old Testament, thinking that it possessed eternal life.
那旧约都是为耶稣基督做见证。
And Old Testament is to testify for Lord Jesus.
所以这个圣灵的工作也是要让我们明白旧约圣经有关于基督救恩的预表。
The work of Holy Spirit is also to let us understand that Lord Jesus is the prefiguration of Old Testament.
你看主耶稣他复活以后，他就对首先主耶稣对他的门徒先解释一次旧约圣经。
And Lord Jesus have explained to his disciples about Old Testament once.
在路加福音二十四章。
In Book of Luke.
路加福音二十四章，主耶稣他对他的门徒哦解释有关于在圣旧约里面有关于他自己的预言都应验了。
In Luke chapter 24, Lord Jesus.
四十四节哈。
Chapter 24 verse 44, it described that Lord Jesus testified about Old Testament has fulfilled what is written about him.
所以在这四十节里面说的摩西的律法、先知的书、诗篇上所记的，基本上就是整个旧约圣经的主要内容，都是有关于耶稣的预言。哎，主耶稣都先跟门徒解释一次。
And from the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms, and it is all written to emphasize or testify for the Lord Jesus.
那在旧约圣经里面，其实也有讲到有关于得救的智慧。
And in Old Testament, it also talks about the wisdom of salvation.
我们看提摩太后书三章的第十五节。
Let's turn to Second Timothy.
提摩太后书三章十五节。
Second Timothy.
他说，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因为信耶稣基督有得救的智慧。那这里提到了这个信耶稣基督，提摩太是从小明白圣经，也是指的旧约圣经。
And Timothy also understand the scripture, which is the Old Testament.
那这个圣经会让你因为信耶稣基督有得救的智慧，旧约圣经会因着信耶稣基督能够看到里面的救恩呢。
And through the Old Testament and through the Holy Spirit, then they will be able to see the message and the teaching of the
信耶稣基督
of believing in Lord Jesus
就有得救的智慧
will have the wisdom of salvation.
所以这个就是圣灵引导我们明白真理。
This is how Holy Spirit guide us to understand truth.
这是为什么我们在这次学圣灵会里面要让学员在活在要能够活出神的话语里面，很重要，一定要祷告求圣灵来带领。
This is why we emphasize to pray and ask for the Holy Spirit to live God's words in our life.
所以我们要求被圣灵充满之后，那我们对这个神的道理呢，就会更进一步的能够体会到这圣经到底要讲什么。
When we ask for the fullness of Holy Spirit, then we will understand exactly what is the Bible teaching us.
那所以我们对圣灵，我们要渴慕。
Therefore, we need to be thirsty for the Holy Spirit.
我们会顺服圣灵。
We need to obey the Holy Spirit.
我们在神面前会谦卑。
And in front of Holy Spirit, we need to be humble.
那这样子，我们在学神的话语的时候，我们在要能够用神的话语的时候，我们一定会得到力量，很自然就能够明白，也能够进入。
And therefore, when we learn the words of God, it's easier for us to understand and live with it.
这个就是借着这次学员的上课的机会，让我们一起来明白这个圣灵的工作。
And through this SSC opportunity, that we can once again remind ourselves about the Holy Spirit and His work.
那我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's now kneel down and pray together.
因为学员有他们接下来有在固定的这个时间安排表哈。我们就不唱诗，我们就一起跪下来祷告，求圣灵来带领我们这次的学员灵会工作。
And let's kneel down and pray together and ask God to continue to guide this student spiritual convocation.
我们现在一起同心祷告。
Let's now kneel down and pray.